What's happening? It's your boy 9/11, and you already know what it is, man. It's the year in rap. When you see this dude, you already know, man. He keep becoming a regular with the year in rap. How many years this is, Doc Coop?
It's been like what, two and a half?
Two and a half is third or two? Okay.
Third?
Yeah, I thought so. I feel like it's three.
Yeah,
I feel like it's three, man. We've been wrapping up the year, shit. Every year together, man. Look, I appreciate every time I call, you pick up, man. No matter what, you say I need you on there, dog. What's been happening, though, bro?
I've been chilling, bro. You know, got this book finna roll out, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. What's the name of the book?
Mogul Mantras. It's called Mogul Mantras.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Just 30 mantras because, you know, when you got, you know, they say to break bad habits, it take 30 days.
Gotcha.
So, you know, so I just laid out 30. So it's 30 mantras, but it got pieces of my life story in each mantra.
That's what's up. How long you been working on that?
To be honest, bro, for the joy of this year. Joy of this year, like, you know how I go. It's kind of like writing. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like writing raps. It's like,
yeah,
it's a writer's block. You got to go live, then you got to go, you know what I'm saying? So I finally finished it. So I said, I'm going to roll it out for 2024.
That's what's up, man. Look, I ain't know a boy had a book. How long is it? You wrote?
It's only 30 pages.
It's 30 mantras.
30 mantras. Each mantra, like, say the answers, like.
That's
like,
what's so up. That's a lie.
But look, one title was like, you gotta be in order to be number one. Then I tell you about what that means, how I applied it to my life, and how you can apply it to your life. Wow. Next mantra.
Man, hey, I like that, bro. I ain't know.
Yeah.
Tap me in whenever you get everything rolled out, bro. Let me support that. I want to get there. That's what's up. Let's get into what's been going on. And what is it? 2023 now, man. We about to step into 2024. It's been a wild year, man. You know, we got a couple wars going on. We got the Israel and the Hamas war, the Russia, Ukraine. To me, you know. We already know what it is with war, man. As long as it's money, greed, power, different ideologies, we know it's going to be war. The only thing I really hate is like the what I was coming out, hearing out the Hamas war with the, you know, the babies and all that stuff involved,
yeah,
you know
what
I mean? And I know, don't get me wrong, I don't condone nobody dying and kill, but when you start talking about the babies and stuff like that, some of the stuff I was hearing from that war, that kind of touched me in a different space. I was like, damn, man, you been seeing that shit all over the news, though?
Yeah, bro, I've been seeing it too. It just, it's things like that, but I don't like to, like, especially like you said, when it comes to the baby, bro. It kind of triggered me. You know what I'm saying? Because back in 2017, I lost a little cousin. He was 10.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it ain't nothing like seeing a little kid in the casket, bro, just throw you up.
It's different, man.
It's different, bro. So, yeah, I see it, like, I gotta get out, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. That's how some of that stuff I can only consume so much because, man, like you say, man, I'm saying somebody with a heart. So seeing that, man, it kind of touched me in a different way. But then it got your boy, man. We just going to stick with politics starting off, man. We got your boy, 92, 96. I'm like, how? I don't know how many, you know, he impeached Trump. What you think about that situation, man? Because, you know, if you was a black dude, you can get a high school job with a few speeding tickets, coaching job. And this kid, he's still the leading candidate for president.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Trump, bro, Trump built up a cult audience.
Yeah.
Trump know who to cater to. Trump know who ideologies cater to and who can relate to him. And Trump was like the first official president to where he spoke his mind, didn't care, it was unapologetic.
Right.
And I think, you know, I think people respected that. You know what I mean? Because you got other politicians, they playing political games. But when you got somebody telling you out the gate, look, I ain't about nothing. I'm an asshole. This and the third. Hey, vote for me. People gonna be like, you know what? Lesser two evils. I'm gonna rock him. At least the snake told me he was a snake.
At least, you know what I mean? That's what, look, I be telling people all the time. I appreciate when somebody show me who they are and they stand on it. Because that way we not guessing, we not playing no games. I know where you stand, you know where I stand. And if I don't rock with you, we just ain't got to rock. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy. But you hit it on the head with that. I be telling people that same shit, dog. You know, we got that same mindset, but that's crazy.
Always, like we always do, bro.
Exactly. And speaking of political games, you got the cat, George Santos. Hoodwinked the whole country. This dude, a whole congressman, man. And had faked his way basically lied his way to the top. Another thing, a black dude wouldn't even get that far past no type of city council job, let alone get to the, like, how that happened?
I ain't too hip to it.
Yeah.
Give me hip a little bit.
So this cat here, he out there in Florida. He basically lied his way, credentials, no credentials. None of the stuff he did was true. Was saying he was from different backgrounds. It was just like he made up this whole lie and got his way all the way to the top. Made his way in there, but they just voted him out of congressional. So he out now after they found out everything was a lie. But the dude did some wild shit. You had to check it out, but it's crazy. But I'm telling you, it's crazy.
I got something for that, though.
Hold on. Right quick, do you remember the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Vaguely.
On some shit like that. If you check out that movie, how that dude, every way he went, he blended it. Because you got to be cold to get like that. But this dude ran up a bag with designers. You know what I'm saying? $10,000 brunches. I'm talking about, like, he really balling and then made up a whole fake life.
Bro, that just
in the scene. Like,
that just lets you know, it, you know, that kind of reminds me of the dude who did that fire festival with Ja Rule. And
on that type shit.
Everybody.
Yeah.
He finessed all the celebrities, everybody to come to that fire festival. It was horrific.
Yeah.
The outcome was horrific. But that, and back to George Santos, bro, it's just like this. What you know will get you in them rooms. No. Who you know
will get you in the room.
What you know will keep you in there.
Ain't it? Yeah.
So that's all that was, bro. That's all that is. It was because it lets you know just how gullible people are. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know, and it lets you know how powerful relationships are. I'm
going to tell you what else it put you on, too. How powerful a mouthpiece is, dog.
Yes.
If you got the right, like you say, can know how to handle yourself, move, know how to at least, if you are not as qualified as them but can speak their lingo, that show you what a quick mouthpiece is. Because somebody that's a con artist, a motherfucker, bro, because they can have you believe in some shit that don't even exist.
I'm talking
about that boy, for him to make it to the level he did, it was just crazy. I just been sitting back tripping off there from afar. I'm going to touch on this too, and we're going to wrap up politics, but this hit a little closer to home because I wanted to just get some, you know, some residents of Texas opinion on this, because I got like Latino homeboys and stuff. You heard about the shit with Greg Abbott with the immigration law, right?
So what'd he say? Refresh my memory.
You can be stopped now if you're under suspicion for being like, it's a law. You can be stopped if you're under suspicion for being an immigrant. Now tell me, like, this is how I view it. And like I say, I know, you know, we got our own plight, but when you do something like that, what if you got a cat that work a dock job or something, bro? He get off at night. Now you at the gas station. What if he do speak broken English? There's people that's really, you know, over here good. But now it's cool for the law to make a judgment call and say you don't look like you're supposed to be here. That's dangerous, bro.
That's very dangerous. And it's legalized racism. You know what I'm saying? Even though racism is still prevalent.
Yes.
It ain't going anywhere. But it's legalized racism, because that's basically just him just flexing his nuts and being like, you know what? I don't like these immigrants, no way. So let's put, and they can put the whole, you know, they can disguise it as, you know, we don't want nobody infiltrating our country. I get that.
And I get the border thing. I get that.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
We're not. You trying to flex your little racism. That's all that is.
Exactly. It was just crazy because I've been sitting back looking at that, because I'm like, black and brown, you know, we get it. The worst, I ain't gonna even say that, because we were the only race that was like Martin Luther King said, that was slaves on American soil. So, you know, I vibe with America totally. Like, people don't know, my America a gangster bitch, bro. She done went through the world and took, basically, America has built itself off rape. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's financial, cultural, or, you know what I'm saying? That's how America got blood on her hands. But anyway, it was just crazy to see how, like, somebody can implement that in this day and times, and it's cool. Now, a couple people trying to say he overstepped his boundaries. Now, before it to get that much steam, that lets you know that's not a single ideology. You know what I'm saying? It's a group of people that let that shit make it like this. So, like you said, it's not going nowhere. Don't know one person make no law like that, and they'll be like, damn, how that happened? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, so, that's because, like you said, and then those are people who voted for Trump as well, too. You know what I'm saying? Just like that collective or whatever. Like, it's that collective, you know. Like you said, not one person is voting like that, bro. everybody still got that old school, traditional slave master mentality, superiority mentality.
Yeah.
And that's right. That's why, bro. It's sick. That's why we need to get more into politics. We need to get more into the vote, because that's all that comes down to it. Anything, a wrong can be right as long as you know what I'm saying, you get enough people signed for it and pass the law.
Hey, everybody, look, and I'm going to tell you something else, too, like you said, too, how we need to get more involved. I know that's our culture, because, you know, we have such a, you know, skewed relationship with politics and how it's done us and the government as a whole. But we tend to only get caught up in the Super Bowl with politics, the presidency. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that really don't, it affects you to a certain extent, but it don't really at all. Your ground roots, legislation, that's what you need to be, your laws, your drug laws, your stuff like that in your city. That's what you got to stay up on, because once you get to the Super Bowl, everybody's already in place. So that's who's influencing the person you ain't voted last to vote for.
Exactly. Yeah, that's because it's not highlighted within our community.
You
know what I'm saying? Within our culture.
There you go. Not really, you know.
What I mean? When Obama was running for president, you had Diddy, Jay-Z, some of everybody talking about some months saying we're going to vote or die. You know what I'm saying? Let's vote for change. So, you know, they was all up in it. You know, we don't follow them, but athletes and rappers. You know what I'm saying?
So, ain't it, man?
So all we got to do is let an athlete or rapper or some type of influencer highlight the locals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, and we'll be able to be like, all right, man, like, let's get to the locals. So let's get in touch with our mayors and stuff like that. You know what I mean? To really make change and pass some real laws.
Ain't it? Yeah. But, man, look. What you said right there is really a mouthful, because that's a lot of the stuff, man. I echo the same stuff, because we got people. When I think about this generation here, it's the fucking generation. This ain't no longer the, okay, we going to sit back. I don't know if you ever peeped out that commercial where it say, like, save, buy a house, go to school. And it showed the different generations doing the same thing. And it was like, the matrix got to be broke or whatever, long story short. But that's what this generation is. It's so much information that they ain't looking for the long road, you know, to get bread, to get money. So they going to buck the system. That's what I do respect them for, man. These youngsters, really, they not going off that old, like, nah, you just, we going to take what you think we deserve. And be getting, nah, it's more of a ownership mindset. Like, people like yourself. You know what I'm saying? We kind of, my generation, and it ain't no knock on the older generation, because it's what they knew. Get you a good job, you know, make sure you keep your head down. Stay out of the way, because it was just kind of crossing over. Our generation, when we're getting into hip hop, when we first start kind of crossing over to that next level, we was kind of the microwave, the let's get it a little faster era. And, you know, after that, when we came along, so it just kind of all piggyback off what you said, man, but totally right on that. But as far as politics, I just wanted to touch on that. But sports, I know you don't fuck with sports a lot, but I know some of these major stories you done heard about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start off with this, man. Dude, what you thought when the whole Dwight Howard situation popped off, man? Because that's one of the things that came from, it was like one of the worst kept secrets, but it came from left field. Because what I'm going to tell, like, and look, Dwight, you do what you do. I promise you, I ain't judging you. But the thing, what he didn't understand, people got involved because it was legal allegations attached to. Like, you gave a boy some unwilling, you know, psychology. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it made it like, well, somebody, we had to talk about it. We didn't really want to. But you know, this boy said, man, it wasn't even consensual psychology. It was so that's what people was really more attached to. What you thought when that story broke, man?
Man, look, I mean, I feel like this, bro. Stevie Wonder saw what Dwight was on. You know what I'm saying? Stevie Wonder knew what Dwight was on. Bro, we all knew what Dwight was on.
You know what I'm saying? It was one of the worst kept secrets, man.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like you said, when it comes to the legal like accusations, man, I just feel like, man, that's crazy. It's just like, I mean, you just, how can I put it? All right, I just put it like this. He got caught lacking, bro.
He got caught lacking.
Like, when you in that world, bro, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand, like, because I don't know if he guilty or not. I ain't going to say what, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say this. When you in that world, bro, you're always going to be seen as a leak. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No matter if you have any type of fame and notoriety, you will always be seen as a leak.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? If you out here, forcing yourself on everybody, bro, hey, you're going to have to pay for that. Your performance comes faster nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You faster, you know, and everybody looking at you like a leak. So you a ticket to somebody. So
exactly.
You got to make you tread light. This ain't the old days where know, pre-social media days. Like, I'm talking about this now.
Everything. Like, boom. Right there.
Man, as soon as you get done. Probably as soon as old boy left the house, he done.
Already. I'm finna run it up. That's how they think now.
So, it's just, you can't be lacking nowadays, bro.
Yeah. Stay on your toes, the white man. I hope you bomb back, because I know that shit hard, though, man. No matter what it is, bro, I still just, because you got to answer all them questions and allegations. Yeah. You like, damn, this is my house. But like I say, it was legal part that put it in everybody's lap. Facts. Like, facts. You out there strong woman, you know, that's a big ass dude. Bro. So, like, that's the part, though. But Dwight, you do your thing, though, bro. But did you hear about the Josh Giddey stuff with the with him? It came for OKC.
Okay, what'd he do?
See, this was the thing what Dez Bryant had a problem with when he kind of, he was like, when ESPN and cover some people, like when Ja Morant, now let's speaking of Ja, we'll hide on Ja too. Yeah. But when he kind of got in this trouble, how it was blasted. This kid here, Josh Giddey, got caught with an underage girl. Actually had pictures and everything and all that. Yeah. So I know you probably, like I say, some of these mainstream stories, I know you kind of probably, but it was just crazy to see how the media, but do you see how it's kind of like, you had to like what he did? Versus like when John was over, you didn't even have to look for it. And that's all people like Dez was saying was like, damn, bro, you know, when it's them, it's like, okay, you got to, you might talk about it one time in passing, but when it's us, it's like, damn, if you lead off the show, that's the A, B, and C block. So like, what's the discrepancy? But I was just tripping off that. But what do you be feeling like the coverage is when you come to shit like that? Like,
you know, man, bro, we always gonna have to talk on our back.
Yeah.
That's just on the thing, bro. Like, we always gonna have to, like, we always gonna have to target on our back. Because we the most powerful entities on this earth.
Coop, you know, I wish this wasn't via video, bro, because I shake your hand, because I've told people, I've said this before, and I'm gonna let you finish.
No.
We move the needle on everything, whether it's pop culture, whether it's sports, whether if we get involved in politics, you'll see a shift with that. But like you say, we're such a powerful entity, bro, that we moved in, even when it's negative. You don't see as many I hate my man and all that shit from other cultures, because they just don't move. And even if they did, it don't move the needle like we. It's more entertaining. Anything we do gets magnified. It's kind of like speaking like I'm watching the Cowboys now, like how that shit just blow up, you know, everybody, right. Whatever we do. It's like that. Whatever the black culture, we like the Cowboys, man. It's magnified, bro.
It's very magnified. The thing is, you know, too, and the reason why it's magnified by those other people is because, you know, I say this, a devil always want to show the shadow side of a god.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, so that's why our stuff is so magnified, because of all the talent that we possess, all the power that we possess. So it's like, once it's magnified over our flaws,
mm-hmm.
you know, our shortcomings, they really highlight on that to let you know, you not human. You just human. You despicable. You just like us.
Yeah,
they try to break that earth and humble us, but it's like, nah, bro, you felt inferior to us just with our presence alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why that's getting highlighted. They'll look for that. You know what I'm saying? The same way, if we being real, I'm not condoning this, but the same way with the Bill Cosby situation, right?
Mm.
Bill Cosby catches a case, they take Cosby off syndication, okay?
Yeah,
but then the white dude off of Seven Heaven, he came out and said blatantly, I was messing with the boys. Seven Heaven stayed in syndication. So I said, what's going on? Or R. Kelly, right? Not condoning what he done. R. Kelly get caught up doing what he do, whatever. All right, but then you got Hugh Hefner was knowing he had young girls in their Playboy mansions. And they glorified that man. He walked around the road every day. That nigga went in the robe in the White House, nigga. And I'm talking about he's getting glorified. But R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he's an abuser. Man, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on with that double standards.
Man. And that's what Dez was saying. And I said this, it's just like, what he said when Stephen A tried to defend it, because this is one lady, Malika Andrews, and that's who Dez kind of, you know, was focusing, because he was like, and she's married to a white dude. To me, it don't bother me, but I know some people like, well, that's why your opinion is skewed, because you versus the, but some people, look, I'm like, you love who you love me. I'm always follow with my people and rock with that. But I don't judge nobody if that's what they do. But anyway, he thought that, you know, okay, why you don't have that same energy for black players? And what you basically just said, it's not even reserved to sports media. It's media as a whole on how we're represented and how we're just portrayed, because of, like you said, we got that natural, we move the needle. No matter what you say, we move the needle. But last thing I'm gonna say about that with sports, man, and shout out Ja. Man, I seen him come back hit a game winner the other night, man. I want Ja to keep his nose clean. We need you here for the rest of the season all next year so you can ball out 2024, yes, man. But welcome back, Ja, man. Shit.
Yes, sir.
We gonna move.
Welcome back, Ja, bro. Yeah, bro. Stay up. Hey, keep your homeboys, man. Hey, keep them away from you, bro. Like, you can still rock with them.
Put them phones down. Y'all chill, but put them phones down. Shit.
Put the phone down. That's it.
That's all you gotta do. None of this would have been happening if it weren't for that little box in y'all hand, bro. Put that phone down.
That's all.
Man, but y'all ball out, man. Y'all. I love seeing you back on the court, man. You, like I said before on the podcast, you the only 12 I want to see. So keep doing your thing, man. Keep rocking out. Back. Keep balling. Speaking of balling, man, let's talk about it. We're going to get to the entertainment industry, man. We're going to wrap it up with this because I wanted to save time because it's been a lot going on in the entertainment industry, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop it off. I'm going to start with, and it's going to be an odd start because people are going to be like that. But Britney Spears, man, that is like one of the weirdest, like, falls from grace that I have seen. And I think I always followed it because I'm from Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? So I always pull for Britney. But for people that don't know, because I know a lot of people make fun of Britney now, she was like the Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift. Like, wasn't nothing moving in entertainment without her. And it was just crazy to see. And then seeing this dude, Plies be really tripping on Britney, but I think Plies really want Britney. But that's just, it's something random, but it was just something crazy I've been sitting back watching, bro.
You know, well, I saw a little documentary on her not so long ago. You know, she had went through the ringer, bro.
Really went through it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially her old dude, her daddy. Like, he really, like, was like, he wasn't a daddy. He was more like a slave master. Like, nerd, bro. Like, so she damaged. So, you know, we see this trend with a lot of young teen superstars, teen actors and actresses, teen musicians. You know, when you growing up in that industry, bro, it's real different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
You growing up being, you supposed to be PC and clean. You know what I'm saying? Then they make you be raunchy and everything like that. And it's your life. You never really had a childhood. You know what I'm saying? So then when you want to do something that's kind of have a sense of normality, then people look at you like you weird. You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and like when she dancing in the house all the time, you can just tell, bro, she's in prison.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She's throwed off. You know what I'm saying? And everybody be like, oh, look at her, she crazy. But you know, it's like, you ain't never been what she been through, bro.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, imagine your parents, they don't even see you as a daughter no more. They don't see you as a child no more. They see you as a price tag.
Man.
Yeah,
you a walking meal ticket. And that's, I'm just tripping because, like I say, man, but if people really don't know, man, and I know you should, but if people like a little older, because, like, I be tripping off now, man. I don't know if you got, like, younger, like, just people in your family that's at school age that they don't know Pac and Biggie. So that's why I know I ain't tripping. Like, some people really, I don't think, know how big Britney was, like, as a younger generation, but she was like Taylor Swift, just to give y'all an example, and why we looking at this, like, it's just crazy because I'm like, man, just seeing what she had, like you say, what she been through and trying to shake through it and just maintain, it's just like, it just show you money doesn't dictate happiness because this girl was the hottest of the hot.
She was.
Was the hottest of the hot.
And he burning the BG boys. But the thing is, you know, with Britney, right, when you got that notoriety, when you got that fame, you got that money, that's when the snakes come out. You know what I'm saying? And that's when people come around, you know what I'm saying? Because you forgot about, didn't know you had, you know what I'm saying? Some of everybody coming at you, trying to get a piece of it. You know what I mean? You don't know who to trust. So it's a very lonely journey. You know what I'm saying? Very lonely journey. So we just seeing the aftermath of all that shit, for real.
Now check this out. These two stories here kind of run together.
Yeah.
That boy Chris Rock done resurfaced back from, he made a whole stand up about this. Then Jada kind of went on her book tour and all this stuff. But how did you feel about how Chris Rock shook back, you know, when he came back? How you think he rebounded? How you think he took it? Did he flip a negative to a positive? How he wrote it out?
I figured he was going
to
do that because of how quiet he was. Man, I said he could have come out with special.
I'm going to tell you what I thought at first. I thought he was going the money route. I thought he was going to try to grab a bag from it because at first, he just didn't say nothing. I'm like, well, damn, if somebody's a lawyer telling him on hush because of that, or, you know, like you say, he was going to either flip it and make a split. But Yeah, I feel where you're going with it.
When he came out with that special, I said, oh, there it go. Because I had to figure, I'm like, because, you know, he come from the era where, you know, it's like, all right, I'm going to get a bag up off of it. I'm going to monetize it my way. That's the best way to do it, you know, because if you're running social media with it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, that's instant gratification, but it's like, nah, what that long-term bag? So he's not going to bring out this special and really speak on it. And, you know, he expressed himself, you know what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
I don't think, you know, me and you was in this situation. I don't think if Will Smith was ever, like, put his hands on either one of us, I don't think he would have made it off the stage.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
But, you know, I mean, you feel me?
But, yeah, that was some bullshit. Yeah, and I like how did you hear the joke about it? He was like, man, my face still hurt. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, he capitalized it all, but he did his thing with it.
He did. You know, I mean, and you know, he did it how a mature professional individual.
How you supposed to handle it. How you supposed to handle
it. How they would tell you.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nah, you don't hit him back that way. You hit him back in another way.
You know what was crazy, though? To see all the white people in the audience feel like they were so triggered. I'm like, y'all history with us, this you do not get to say this triggers you. You know what I'm saying? Like, of all things, one lash don't get to say out of the shit y'all done pulled with us, you don't get to see that triggers you. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about that. But that was crazy. But Jada, she the gift that keep on giving, man. Is this last run, the book and all the shit she's saying now.
Man.
Where you at with that one, bro?
Man, Jada, bro, Jada's very eccentric. Jada's very eccentric. I graduated my last year from a visual performing arts school, so I know women like Jada.
Mm.
And they are very eccentric, and they're very into their mind, and they can be a bit delusional. But also, I see a lot of narcissism on her, too. You know what I'm saying? She's very narcissistic. And she know how to play the game, though. She know how to keep people interested.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, everything she got cracking, bro, like, it's just... it's funny because it's like, I ain't never seen nobody compete with... I ain't never seen a husband compete with a dead man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
real shit.
For pocket, so crazy.
Real shit. You
know? And it's like, damn, okay. And then you know, she's saying about... She finna sue old boy who came out and said about Dwayne and Will or whatever. She finna sue him.
Yeah.
The dude said, hey, well, Jada, give me 2 weeks. You still ain't send me no papers. He said, yeah, if you don't sue me in 2 weeks, I'm finna put all your business. I was like, God. So it's just like, she got a lot cracking, bro. So,
man.
And once again, I call this era, bro, the age of exposure. Because everything
is
exposed, bro. You can't hide shit.
You can't hide shit, dog.
You can't have shit no more. So that's all she is. She just caught up in that whirlwind, bro. She caught up in the web of age of exposure.
Yeah.
It's just her turn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. You know, like you say, the whole thing, like with the cat with that Will and the other dude, but Will,
man,
I don't know how to even feel about, because I know, like, Will be seeming like a dude that he catch a lot of strays, but it's just because I really think that the woman he truly wants, that's not the man she truly wants. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's just my opinion outside looking
in.
That's
real.
I think that's really real. What it is, just because he truly wants her. Like, you can see he truly loves her. And I know they got probably skeletons, like, well, we can't shake each other because we... Yeah, it's a lot of shit you heard about that household, but again, we ain't never been in them people's house. I don't know how much of it true. I'm sitting back from the bottom of the hill looking up like everybody else. Like, this, yeah, this is what I heard. You know what I'm saying? But speaking of that, this is what I heard. In the entertainment industry, Sean Combs, he has a lot swirling around his name right now.
I don't know if you remember, bro. I think last year on this wrap up, we spoke about him. And I said something. I was like, I said something about Diddy. And I don't know if I said he is corn, but we spoke on Diddy. And it is funny that we speaking on it this year. And everything
that
transpired,
yeah.
But go ahead.
So, when the stuff first surfaced with Cassie,
mm-hmm.
It's like I wasn't surprised. You hear stuff about it. I hadn't heard that specifically. I ain't gonna say like that was floating around, but you heard other tales of what he was doing. You heard the gay rumors and all that. Like I say, I don't, if that's what you're doing, that's how you rock.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When that surfaced and the swiftness, of which that bread came out, and like just wrap that up. Like, to me as a dude, just saying, you trying to put that jacket on me? Nah, we need to talk, because I need to let everybody hear, like, nah, I don't fuck with, I'm not going to do no woman like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know why he said that instantly?
What's up?
Because she didn't just sue him, she sued the company.
Mm.
So when you sue the company, that means everybody's pockets is at stake. So she sued the company, she went to his assets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he was like, fuck it, all right, here you can have it. As she would have just sued Sean P. Diddy Combs,
mm-hmm.
he probably would have fought it.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm learning this because, like, it was his is an entertainment lawyer who basically know, like, the backgrounds about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically said that, like, yeah, she was like, Cassie basically got him by the balls because she sued the company. So the company was going to lose money if he didn't pay. So, yeah, man. She got him by the balls.
Man, that's crazy. And then after that, it's like it started opening up Pandora's box.
Yeah.
With a lot of stuff. And you know who was one name out that box that came out?
Yeah.
The good Bishop T.D. Jakes. And again, this was a guy that I heard, and again, like, I'm going to tell you this. This is my perception of T.D. Jakes. Because I don't want to just sit up here and cast aspersions and not just tell me what... You know, for full disclosure, my dad a preacher. So I seen how preachers operate and what I trust and what I see as a preacher.
Right.
I don't align with everything that I see the Reverend T.D. Jakes do. But I will say, I've reposted some of his quotes. Like, he's a magnificent speaker, eloquent speaker. When I see him, I can see how our audience is captivated by him.
Yeah.
I can see how he has a large following. I can see how, you know what I'm saying, he's personable. Very knowledgeable, very good speaker, but it's just certain things that I see. I'm looking for a preacher, looking at from a preacher aspect, growing up as a preacher's child, that I might not agree with. Like a lot of, and it's not just him, I'm just saying that about it. It's like a lot of the performative stuff, I kind of don't just ride with. But like I say, different era of preaching, different era, it's different stuff they go, but it's just certain stuff I look like if people gonna call themselves Christian and what they put out. What they should stand for. So I say that before I say anything else. But him being attached to it was wild to me because he came out and made a statement too and said, you know, I can't live, but he was breaking and crying. It was like, if you good, like you just don't even worry about it. Like, where that come from? But they were showing him at parties and stuff. So it was like, it touched him. Like, I need to say something. It touched him.
Man.
Like, what you thought about that shit, man?
But one, when I first heard about it, bro, you know what it made me think of? It made me think of that preacher that was chilling with Nino Brown in New Jack City.
For real? Real shit, man.
It made me
think
of that for what?
Yeah.
For two, like you said, everything you just said about T.D. Jakes, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
And what I found out too, I didn't know that him and his family were the owners of the Shade Room.
I think you hit. Did you hear me? Oh, no. I seen it. I think we talked about it, but I had seen it kind of circulated. It kind of picked up some steam on TikTok, but it shut down after a minute. Like, you ain't seen nothing else about it.
Yeah. So when I found that, I was like, okay. Hey. It is what it is, man. You know, I feel like this, man. Everybody got some. Hey. If I got a little corruption to him, you know what I'm saying?
For real. But like I'm going to tell people this too. If, like I tell people all the time, whatever you do to feel like you're going to get better, do that. If that's your, you know what I'm saying, somebody you look at as a leader and you can separate the man from the message. Because I have to tell people that when we had that GOAT discussion about Joe and LeBron, totally different lower level on the scale. But I'm trying to say, like, I'm not talking about the person of the year or whatever like that, who I think the best person is. Man, LeBron do this in his home. No, I'm talking about like a better player is Jordan because he had that killer instinct. Like if he makes you a better person or whatever and you feel like that because of the message he can deliver to you.
Yeah.
If you can separate him from that, like I separate Jordan from like how you say, man, Jordan, he never gave back, even though, you know, stories of him giving back. I don't want to put that out there, but that's how some people, when they try to start doing it, comparing those two, they use those type of things to bring it down. But anyway, if you can separate the man, because he gives He's an eloquent speaker. Can't take that from him. He gives good messages, good motivational stuff. So I can see, you know what I'm saying? You can take what he's given and kind of separate some of that other stuff he got attached to him. And you, hey, do what you do.
Say, hey, let's take what you need and leave the other shit behind. That's what they say.
Ain't it? Cause if you followed me long enough, guess what? You'll be like, hey, I like that what he do, but that's a bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But well, that's why I say, man, I don't act like I live in a glass house or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? It's just certain shit, a spade when you're doing certain shit out there in these streets.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's out there, like you say, it's the year of unveiling. There's a lot of shit got revealed this year. It's just the era of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's information all day. And it's just phones, cameras. It's everywhere. You can't avoid it. Speaking of stuff you can't avoid, man, we had a couple relationship people that done spin the block back, bro. We got both brothers. I can't knock them for spinning that block. We got Ben and J-Lo back together. And we got Dilly and Ashanti back together. Now, I ain't gonna lie, the way they had with Cold Turkey, I didn't see them rekindling that and then bringing that back up.
Neither.
That was just out the blue because they popped up. But I think what was that that versus where they kind of popped up?
That verse where Nelly came over there. Hey, how you?
And you kind of seen the vibe, yeah.
That little
ex-hood.
Like, shit, we still cool.
We still. Yeah. And look, man, shout out to Ashanti, man. People don't give Ashanti because sometimes when you talk about the because they highlight a lot of women in there, man. But sometimes when you talk about like the beautiful women in Hollywood that's doing their thing, so she get left out because it's popularity contest. And you got Beyonce, and Beyonce beautiful, man. She been doing her thing, holding down. But a lot of times Ashanti ain't gonna come up unless like in the barbershop, I'm like, you seen Ashanti, you know. But Ashanti been doing her thing, man. Shout out to Ashanti for a long time, bro.
Just a long time. That murder ain't thing hitting, like you said, out of sight, out of mind.
No, she out of sight, out of mind.
So, but she steady, you know, she's still beautiful.
Yeah, she's been doing her thing, man.
Yeah, she still do her thing. I think as far as like everybody spinning the block, bro, I just think people will, because I saw not only them two couples you named, but like I saw Janet and Jermaine Dupri. The swept back.
Look, I didn't know if that was for real. So that happened too?
I was like, I didn't know if that's real, but it was like.
Okay.
I think Nelly and Ashanti did something. Jermaine Dupri was with them or some shit. So
okay.
I think I seen Lil Scrappy and Erica, his baby mama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody spinning the block, bro. And I think,
man,
I think
that's wild.
I think it's just everybody thought that the grass went on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, they figured out, man, these motherfuckers is not for me.
Streets say what's up?
Nah, bro, it's like, we really rock each other. Like, don't nobody know you like I know you. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know me like you know me. Let's quit bullshit. Whatever happened, all right, I forgive you. Forgive me, all right, man. I'm
going to tell you what else they do, though, too. Them the ones that you know is real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Them the ones, okay, I done seen was up there. I done tried it. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and try to tighten this up and make this work. You know what I'm saying? That's real shit.
That's how you know they real partners. They real friends.
Yeah.
Real friends do shit like that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, we can't wrap up without talking about this. Like, we started and we said how our era kind of brought in that new vibe, that kind of rebellious type, you know what I'm saying, swag to us. We can't end without talking about 50 years of hip-hop, bro. Like, man, I just been looking at some of the tributes and seeing some of the old songs being played from some of the different eras and seeing where we at now. And I ain't gonna lie, I used to be one of them kind of get off my lawn cats with the new era of music. But you know what I learned to do, bro? And I want your opinion on. I learned to rationalize, like, this ain't the shit I'm fucking with no more. So you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing this ratchet shit no more. Like, because I'm thinking, like, when Gin and Juice coming rolling down the I was actually doing it and I was moving like that. And doing some of the things they were saying. So I felt that, and it was a different vibe. So I got to understand, even if I don't understand what they vibing on, I might not like it and think it's still, you know, crazy. You know, y'all wearing baseball pants damn near for jeans and shit like that.
Right, but
I know this your time for your era and your shit. So you know what I'm saying? I had to rationalize it like that. But I said all that just to say, going back to seeing what music was, man, and where that shit started.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Some of the great, like, storytellers. I caught the Little Table. I think that's the name of the show. I don't want to misquote it because I see it every now and then. It kind of come across my timeline with Scarface. Is that the mini table? That's what it is?
It's about, damn.
I don't want to misquote the show, but I just don't know for sure. But Scarface was on there the other day, and if I got the show wrong, I apologize to the show.
It's about Tiny Desk?
Tiny Desk. I said mini table.
Yes. Oh, he killed it.
Yeah. Killed it. Man, the storytelling and the vision somebody like, and Biggie was another one that was good at that.
Yes.
People don't know, like, go back and do your history on Slick Rick, and we talking about 50 years of hip-hop, yes. So we're a little older heads when it comes to a musical ear, so just kind of bad with us with it. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to, like, Scarface, the way he did the live, and actually it was like he was talking, because it was like how me and you sitting here right now. I greet my father with his hands out. Real big, you know what I'm saying? It's like a conversation, and you see everything. Like, when you got that talent, bro, that's different, and just seeing some of the different eras of hip-hop and just how it's used to promote and everything. I just wondered, because I know me and you both, we done rock with music, we done did music. Yeah. We look at music from a different lane and just as a fan, because we've engaged in it. I got songs, you got songs. Mm-hmm. Man, just what hip hop mean to you, and just what's some of your favorite artists?
Man, well, for real, I'm one of them dudes, bro, who I say, like, hip hop saved my life. Like, I'm one of them for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was times to where I was finna be doing some bullshit with my homeboys, and I had in the back of my mind, nah, that's gonna fuck up your rap career. Don't even do that. Like, that's what I'm
gonna do.
Or like, you know, oh, damn, I really wanna smack this nigga teeth out of his motherfucking mouth, but nah, let me chill out, because, you know, I'ma write about it instead. You know what I'm saying? So hip hop really saved my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm intrigued to the culture. Now, some of my favorite artists, and these just influential artists, you know what I'm saying, who inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, so off the top, bro, who made me, like, really, like, want to rap, who, like, and I told you about my background, my mama, my daddy, you know what I'm saying, and my daddy being a street dude, my mama being who she is, my mama played majority R&B.
Yeah.
So all I heard, Dota C, da-da-da-da. I go to my daddy house, he playing Ice Cube, Scarface, all that shit. So, boom, who married those two worlds for me was Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know what I'm saying? When I heard them singing and rapping at the same time.
Yeah.
I said, and niggas rapping fast. And then when I would rap their lyrics, and people look at me like I was a damn, like an alien. Like, how the fuck you do? You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. I used to do that same shit, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I would say that. I would say, if I would speed it up a little bit, man, because that's of course Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Tupac. It was one point to where I had nothing on my MVP player but Bone and Tupac.
Our list looking similar. Man,
but I mean, if we want to, I mean, bro, it's heavy because, bro, I love eras, bro. Cause I can say No Limit and Cash Money.
Yeah,
and I can say the trap era with T.I., Gotti, Jeezy and Gucci. You know what I'm saying? You got to
know
Wayne in there. The only reason why I wasn't a diehard Wayne fan is because when I was writing, everybody who I rap with, niggas sounded like Wayne. And I said, I got to stand out. I cannot sound like Wayne, because everybody who I rap with sound like Wayne. Everybody I know who sound like Wayne. So I can't do it.
Shout out Weezy, man. Weezy
F. Everybody just metaphor for this, metaphor for that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just be a storyteller. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You know, so, and then, you know, moving forward, shit, Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. So, that's just, to sum it all up, I gravitate to those with intelligence, but still got an edge to them. You know what I'm saying? And mainly gang spitters. Everybody who I name is gang spitters. You know what I'm saying? I listen to that shit and I got some game from it.
Yeah. So
that's
I'm gonna tell you how I got introduced to it, and I know, like, I'm a little older than you, but man, back when I was listening to, like, Slick Rick, Rakim, them boys, like you say, they was the storytelling, the music, the hard bass lines when it first came out, and I was young feeling that in the NWA era. I'm gonna go through my eras too. In the NWA eras, the DOCs, I was checking him out. You had the West Coast going hard, but then when I went back to the East Coast, it was like the dies are fixed. They want to fix some dies. Yeah. Like you say, the fast, the tongue twisting always caught me. The tongue
twisting.
So, then, you know, you had, of course, East Coast is the mecca for it. You know, they was all holding it down. You had then the Midwest when Twista did his thing and them boys Do or Die. And, you know, they held a shot down. And they did their thing. And then when Nelly hit, to me, I felt such a special bond with the St. Louis. And I know that's your hometown. Because that's what I envision doing for my hometown. Every other rapper, like, and I'm going to tell you, Jay-Z, my favorite rapper. I'm going to work my way back up to that era with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Every other rapper, I respect what they did. But it's like, kind of like, again, to mention, you know, I got a lot of sports analogies. When LeBron went to Miami, kind of ready-made team and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? People saying, like, you can't not win a championship. To me, if you from New York, because I'm going to just break it down what I feel like Nelly did, because I'm going to give Nelly his flowers. When you from New York, that's a ready-made city. You winning. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even if you ain't the nigga, you know what I'm saying? That's a brand. Like what that boy Denzel say, that's Blue Magic. That's a brand. Even if they don't know me, they know me like Coca-Cola. You know what I'm saying? So if you from New York, that's a brand. You know what I'm saying? If you from Cali, if you Snoop Dogg, I don't want to leave out Snoop, the West Coast, Dre. I listened to that era. That was the Six Foles, Damn Palace, Dre, DOC. Like I said, NWA. But they did their thing, and they was already, like, that's the coast or established brand, because you two of the main money makers. You know, money move mountains. So those, I would love all those artists. But to where I give Nelly the award, for me, it's just one I give my utmost respect to, just like when we kind of did it in Louisiana with Baby, because that wasn't no hip-hop capital. That's why I say, to me, it mirrored each other. Nelly took a city on his back like, I'm Jordan.
What a
guy. I'm Jordan. Follow me. And he brought the city up to, niggas wasn't talking about, and I ain't knocking the city. Niggas wasn't just talking about St. Louis. Niggas wasn't like, you know, the Midwest people size like Chi-Town and the shit like that, but Nelly put a whole, and I was like, that's what I want to do. That's what I want. So shout out, Nelly. Like I said, I know you got your old lady back, man. Nelly, I want to let you know, bro, I got a lot of respect for what you did and taking an unknown region and putting that on his back. And for you, man, for 50 years of hip-hop, I don't care what. And I know, like, him and KRS-One had they thing back in the day, and I respect the hell out of KRS-One.
Yeah,
but for hip-hop, like you say, the singing, the melody, and kind of what you did, shout out Nelly in St. Louis, man. That boy put his flag in.
Let me piggyback out there about Nelly one time. Nelly is he's the only artist, only rapper outside of MC Hammer, Eminem, Tupac, and Biggie to have a diamond album, bro.
Facts.
He's the only one in hip hop.
Facts.
In hip hop, a St. Louis nigga. You, bro, I'm telling you, you had to be there when he was hype, bro.
I can imagine.
Everybody was, that's my sister, baby daddy's cousin.
Yeah, somebody knew him. Somebody was attached to him in some kind of way.
And then it was like, he came out, then the Rams won the Super Bowl, then
it was perfect timing.
Yeah, bro.
It was like how they used to say when Jordan, you know, like when the satellite era, and then you could watch TV, like, Jordan, perfect time. Sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle, but I'm giving that man his flowers, dog, because St. Louis wasn't that spot before he just not known. Like how I bet you feel like how I feel about my city. Like, even if before it was known or you did anything about it, man, I love my city like it's New York. I love it like it's the Big Apple. I know I couldn't have prospered there and did what I needed to do as far as, you know, making the right moves, because it was just too grimy. But I love my city. And that's why I'm always respecting it. And I'm going to work my way up right quick.
Yeah.
So moving forward, all the way to this era, like all the Scarfaces, the Fifth World Boys, SUC, I want to mention the underground cast I was listening to too. And that's a big part of hip hop in my city, like Kiki, Hawk, Pokey, Slim Thug, man.
Yeah.
And then you had other artists, like you said, the Cash Money and No Limit. Can't forget my Louisiana artists. There's a lot of other bounce artists that all was like, when you say hip hop to me, it came in a lot of forms in the region I was in because of the bounce culture and niggas putting real raps, niggas murdering niggas over bounce track. And you know what I'm saying? And this shout out Mystical, because that was one of the ones, his energy and just the stuff he brought on a record was just crazy. Wasn't nobody matching it. The only other person I can compare Mystical wise, RIP, is DMX. Two totally different coasts, but the energy they brought on the song, I never felt nothing like that from no other artist. You know how, like, when you got like a basketball team and you got that six man that come in, it's just like an energy change type shit. Them was Mystical. Like, I could listen to them independently, but them was the kind of cat, if you had on your song, the energy instantly went up.
You saw me to make him say, huh?
Yeah! I'm gonna do that ride, but you gonna Used to be the little skinny motherfucker with the braces in. Used to rear bomb chopper too. Yeah. So it's just that type of vibe, you know. Man, some of the newer cats, I like Beezy. I like Big X the Plug, because I want to shout out my dad, because Dallas, Dallas my second home. So these artists here, man, I really be rocking with, bro.
I rock Big X too.
Yeah, Gates a dog, though. Yeah, back to beat, sure. Back to Louisiana. Gates a dog. Sure. I like what he do. And it's a lot of other artists that I kind of listen to in passing with my kids that I just don't, you know, just listen to. But hip-hop, and I heard a lot of people say, you know, what hip-hop has done negative. But you cannot take away what hip-hop has meant for us and our community. It gave us a voice when we was voiceless. You know what I'm saying? And it let people those same stories that you feel like we glorifying. It became that because these youngsters seen this story of us really struggling and how we made it, so it made it look cool. Like you say, everything is magnified with us, so our struggle look cool, even to us in a culture. It looked like that nigga went to jail. That's a bigger party than the nigga that graduated from college. The struggle look cool, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like we've done a lot of good, but it's overshadowed by the stuff that, you know, that some of the niggas, because I ain't going to lie, like you say, everything is magnified. You listen, you already like, I want to whoop this boy before the school dance. Now you done put on your music and your drill, and now you just went from want to whoop him like, man, I'm loaded up, you done perked up, now I want to do this boy at the school dance. So it's, I can see the pros and the cons, but I do not want to say what at 50 hip-hop hadn't touched and saved. And look, let me say this, because we mentioned a lot of stuff, and I jam this dude way too much now, or I like his music way too much not to mention. Eminem was a dog. He's not the one I'm talking about. Eminem, because like, I know hip-hop is another thing. Race-wise, we dominate.
Yeah.
Eminem was a dog. I'm going to say that. Yeah, Eminem, sure. The way the wordplay and the shit he put together is crazy. It's crazy. But this dude, Jack Harlow, when I talk about hip-hop, he is what I be talking about when I'm talking about putting a song together, when as far as a concept, as far as a visual, you get in your head, and as far as a feel.
Yep.
Like that song Whips and Chains and that other song, The LA, and the white boy jamming, bro. I want to let him know, like, man, whatever, his pen right. His pen right.
Shout out to DJ Drama, because he behind him.
Man, I knew it. Look, shout out, I ain't mentioned Drake. Man, so many cats I can mention when it comes to music. But I just wanted to highlight hip-hop, bro, and just kind of say what it meant to me. I know you love it, too. You know what I'm saying? You're a part of that culture. We all grew up in it. So I just wanted to highlight that. But before we wrap up, man, let the people know what you got going on going into 2024 and how you rock.
Man, look, bro, just everything better. Like I said, the Mogul Mantras, the book, is coming real soon. You know what I'm saying? Real, real soon.
Tap into that. Tap into that.
Yeah, for sure. It's like I said, man, it's 30 mantras, man, to get everybody mind right. It's more of a self-motivating book, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of unlearning and relearning, you know what I'm saying? Once you get done with this, and the thing is, you ain't gotta read it like one time. You can read it day by day.
Exactly.
You can just pick it up like, I'm finna just read this right quick, boom. Because it's similar to my Mogul Motivations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just some quicks, a quick game for you right quick. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I got some music dropping, so this is a segue into the music. You know what I'm saying? So it's segue into the music, so it's just going from there. You feel me? And then, you know, merch dropping, the whole nine, bro. So I'm just really going harder because this previous year, this 2023 year, was more of me just aligning everything.
You know what I'm
saying? Getting everything, putting all my ducks in the row and all of that. And really cutting off people who I needed to cut off. And really just laser focus now. So, bro, that's really what I got cracked.
For me, man, it was a hard year for me because I went through some health shit, bro, that I was battling like private and just really, you know what I'm saying, had to mentally check myself because it was like some dark times of what I was going through. But I'm going to get into that on a podcast. But, I just want to get back, refocus, push the brand forward, do a lot of stuff as far as, like you say, with the merchandise that I got, starting to advance with that, get that popping, man, expand the brand and just keep pushing this AVG, you know, this this ideology. You know what I'm saying? Facts. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing this out on the masses, man, because I really wanted to get that positive image going, man, because it's enough people in the bullshit. And like I always say, when I say it's in the bullshit lane, I ain't even knocking them, because it's a lane for that. You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Some people get it twisted and forget like it's entertainment. Like some people, that's what they want to see. They want to see a fight. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm saying, to me, it's bullshit. My bullshit is your caviar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a lane for it. So I ain't knocking nobody. Get your bread and whatever, you know what I'm saying, get you doing. But me, I want to have a positive foundation, you know what I'm saying, built on something that I think has some longevity to it. So I want to keep pushing that brand, advancing that, and just keep doing what I do in 2024, man. But I want to thank you for always stepping in when I call you, man. I want to extend blessings to you and your family. Keep doing what you're doing with the Coop the Trill. And you know what I'm saying, man? Love what you're doing, bro. I always, you know, I'm checking in on you. You know what I'm saying? We rap here and there when we got time. And you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, bro. Love what you're doing.
You too, bro. Like you said, expanding that brand. I already know where you at, bro. 2024 is your year. Promise you that.
That's what I'm gunning for. Like, we went from Mike. I thought Mike was going to be my year, but I'm going to have to push the mama mentality. I'm going into 24, so I'm going to get right, and I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah, on numerology speaking, bro, it's the year of the eight, so abundance.
Let's get it then, man.
Yeah.
Once again, man, you know how we always wrap up. You got to say anything before we wrap up?
Man, shout out to everybody. Like I said, thank you, AVG, man. Like, you always been a solid dude. The reason why I'm always coming through, that's just who I am, period. But, you know, real recognized, real at all times.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever you need me, I got you. Whatever asset I can add to your situation, you can add to mine. You know what I'm saying? No. And I just rock with you the long way. I just want to shout out to everybody been supporting. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody that support. Like I said, follow me on all social medias. It's Coop the Trill. It's Coop, DATRILLE.
Facts.
Everybody
want to
put the D-E on
it. Yeah. Let them know.
Shit, that's it, man.
Really. That's what's up, man. Y'all know we are. We always in it, man. Look, follow me on all the socials as well. You know the logo, man. You already following the brand. If you hear it, you see it, put that V in that search bar, man. I'm going to pop up. So always visualize your goals, man. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, Coop the Trill. We out. Happy New Year, man. 2024. Let's get it. Flip the calendar. Rip that bitch off. Day one. Go get your bread. We out.